The Democratic-controlled House has passed the state budget with five Republicans also backing it. The bill now heads to the Republican-controlled Senate. Benta Berkland spoke with fellow State House reporters about the debate and what we can expect going forward.
I'm joined here by John Frank, a reporter with the Denver Post, and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. A lot of amendments this year in the House, very few actually passed. And I think that the debate wasn't as passionate as we've seen in previous years, Ed.
It's not unusual to not see a lot of amendments pass. But what I think was interesting this year was that even the ones that were up for debate were pretty minor in nature. And I think that is a reality of what the JBC had to do to balance this $27 billion budget. I mean, you know, they had to get lucky in some ways that we had far fewer school children enrolled than we expected and that the economy turned down in the last quarter of last year so that we had a lower revenue cap that wasn't going to exceed the Tabor cap. When you look at some of the amendments, there was the usual, hey, let's you know, gut film incentive funding. There was more of the let's provide new funding to transportation than normal, I think we saw. And of course, the wonderful symbolic amendments like let's stop refurbishing the governor's mansion and pay for more inspectors of oil and gas. But it felt a little toned down this year.
Ed's right. There were a few battles, but not maybe as many as last year. But what we saw were some election messaging here with let's put more money to roads, let's put more money to education. The Republicans hammered that over and over. I think we'll see that again as we get closer to November. Now the debate moves over to the Senate, and that's going to be interesting because it's a Republican-controlled chamber. Whether the fight ramps up or not is the storyline we'll be really looking for. In the House, of course, five Republicans voted for the budget.
Yeah, I think one of the few areas where I think we're going to see some big possible changes is in the funding of the state's air quality division. When the budget was conceived by the JBC, there was no Republican support for actually funding $8.5 million that goes to the division, which oversees all kinds of permitting and inspections. This could have some pretty big effects. It essentially mean that we would defer all air quality permitting for industries ranging from brewing to oil and gas drilling to the EPA. The Democrats put it back in the House. It's likely the Republicans will try to take something back out in the Senate, but they're going to be more targeted, I'm told, to go after the funding they think is going to the Clean Power Plan. It's a federal program that is right now on hold because of a Supreme Court ruling. That's one of the areas we'll see some debate, and that will lead to the bigger picture of where are our priorities and where does the state interact with helping business do business.
What's interesting on the Clean Power Plan is that the governor told us recently that he's not backing down. He's going to push forward on this and continue work on the plan despite the Supreme Court stay and despite this Republican opposition here in Colorado.
One thing it is worth noting is that everybody seemed to come into this year with the idea that this was going to be the year that something gets done on transportation funding. And while there still could be an often discussed bill regarding the hospital provider fee that would free up some $600 million for roads in the next 3 years. We saw the budget process finish up with roads actually getting less funding next year than they are getting in the current year, $32 million less, and Republicans making repeated attempts to try to get some sort of new funding for roads and transit in the budget, all of them getting shot down by the Democrats. And an interesting message came out of this. Several Democrats said, look, you want more funding for roads? Go to the voters, ask for a tax increase. It was a really interesting thing for the state to essentially say, or at least one of the two ruling parties in the state to say, we're not putting more money to roads. That's up to the voters to decide if they're willing to tax themselves for it.
Thanks, Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and John Frank with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.